Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're in the Money Matters Radio Network studios. And we're going to do something we haven't done before. We have an interview that Greg Stoller wanted to be involved with. And it's actually, he's going to be remote and our guest is in studio. Greg, you want to introduce our next guest?
I would love to. I'm pleased to introduce in our studios this evening Joe Blumenfeld. Joe has been a strategic communications professional for more than 20 years, putting his skills, talents, and expertise to work in public relations and public affairs arenas in over 39 countries.
Wow, pretty impressive.
Oh, thank you.
So do you want to tell us about your practice?
Sure, I'd love to. I'm a global communications person. I've consulted with a number of companies ranging from major brands like Microsoft and Philips and Walmart and household names like that, and down to some smaller entrepreneurial startup companies, some of which are household names and some of which are not. And I take a very broad-based approach to the importance of strategic communication.
And Joe, how did you get into this line of work to begin with?
Well, initially, Greg, I worked in the political arena, and I decided that it was a bit more blood sport than I wanted to engage in. So I looked at the skill set that I had developed, the ability to speak, the ability to write, the ability to motivate some people to take some action, and decided that corporate communication was the next best thing.
Now, I know that corporate communications can be defined quite differently. Are you taking it from a marketing communication standpoint, from a public relations standpoint, from a media prep standpoint? Help our listeners to understand what your value add is in the process.
No, you're absolutely right. The term corporate communications is an umbrella that's often employed to encompass a lot of different aspects. I would also add to your list social media, which is something that's become such a hot topic and a very important discussion point lately. So true corporate communications, the way I look at it, encompasses all of the items that you described. We can certainly work to help corporate executives better establish their voice and their messaging in the marketplace. We can handle public relations. I like to work with companies on their messaging and the positioning and helping them understand how the global communications arena can actually work to their benefit.
So what kind of tactics do you use in today's world to do those things?
Well, the most important tactic that anyone can use is actually to listen, which given the radio audience we have right now, that seems to be a natural for some of those folks. But a lot of companies and a lot of business people don't listen. They wind up speaking and broadcasting outwardly and not hearing. And with the advent of social media in particular, what you've got now is a situation where everybody has a megaphone, everybody has a communication perspective and a point of view, and everybody feels the right and sometimes the obligation to share it. So the most important tactic to employ is to listen to what people say about you, what people say about your competitors and your space, and then start to craft what your response and your proactive steps are going to be.
So let's delve into that with a few more layers of detail. Tell us about the effects of social media and, frankly, how that might change from one country to another.
Well, one of the keys of social media, and it's funny how many businesses, both large and small, have an intern or a millennial or what some of us would call a kid simply running social media because they know how to do it. And what's changed really abruptly in the past 12 to 18 months is that approach is no longer sufficient. The SEC has ruled that social media is considered a formal form of communication. So at this point, what we're seeing is more and more companies taking a strategic view and having some real seasoned communications people drive their social process. Because as I indicated before, everybody has a megaphone. Everybody has the ability to speak to a company or to a leader or to a product or to a process, and they feel compelled to do so.
And do you think that is truly endemic only to the United States, or do you think that could transfer national boundaries, et cetera?
No, I think the current news of the day has certainly reinforced that it does transcend national boundaries. If you look at the protests from Turkey and Brazil, for example, how those have been organized and what's catalyzed people to come out to the streets, in more cases than not, it's been social media. They have the same happening in China on the business side. And it's something that is going to happen more and more. What will eventually start to happen is that the globalization of communication will continue into social media, and tweets and Facebook posts from one market will quickly bleed over to another.
So who's a typical client that you work with, or is there a typical client?
Well, there's no typical client. I've worked with very many large companies, as I said before, both on a full-time and a consulting basis. Right now I'm working with some smaller companies, and I'm working with an international company that's looking to make a larger footprint for themselves over in Asia and then eventually here in the United States. And it's really any kind of company, small and large, that's looking to sharpen its communications and to deploy communications more as a strategic tool rather than an afterthought.
Are you an independent entrepreneur, or do you have other people you work with?
Both, actually. So I've had the opportunity to work with both individual contributors, and as I said before, work full-time at some big companies.
Interesting. And have you always been an entrepreneur? Was this your first venture into entrepreneurship?
No, I ventured in a number of years ago, actually a couple times over the years, put a toe in the water and then plunged full steam ahead. And it's something that has its own challenges, but it also offers some unique opportunities.
I want to remind our listeners that this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and my name is Jeffrey Davis. We're heard on three stations, WBNW 1120 AM in Needham, Mass., WPLM 1390 in Plymouth, Mass., and WESO 970 in Southbridge, Branch. We've been speaking with Joe Blumenfield, PR expert, marketing expert, and we also have Greg Stoller with Static on the back lines.
Thank you. So, Joe, let's also talk about the impact of corporations and companies adopting a green or more of a socially responsible messaging or posture. Once again, is that something that is restricted to a certain industry? Is that something that is restricted to a certain country? Tell us to...
Well, you're absolutely right, Greg. Many corporations nowadays are taking a role as active corporate citizens. And what's interesting is it morphed from being a nice to do to what so now it's really become a strategic operation on their part. So you're seeing businesses save money by going green and having less packaging. You're seeing lower employment costs by having employees on base and in the operation that are embracing some of the social contract that these folks have with their customers and their vendors and their supply chain. And the benefit where communication overlaps is that all these companies are doing this for various reasons, but the common denominator among all of them is the necessity to communicate clearly and cohesively what they're doing and why. The consumer in particular has the ability to smell out an AstroTurf campaign or when things aren't always on the up and up, and if sometimes it's a bit of a shell game, and they know that, and they know when a company lacks the authenticity. So what's important is for a company, large and small, to take a public posture on certain topics, whether it's the environment or labor relations or unionization, and consistently communicate that message through various channels to the marketplace.
Well, are they doing it? And Jeffrey, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Are they doing it because everybody else is doing it, sort of the lemming approach, or are they doing it to be proactive when it comes to being socially responsible? I always ask myself that question.
No, I think there's a bit of a follow-me approach. Once it works for some companies, other companies want to jump on. But if you look at someone like Walmart, for example, and how they've started to have less packaging and they've really put pressure on their supply chain to be more green and more responsive to societal demands, that's something that has an impact across a number of businesses and industries. Sectors, and there really is value to each company for taking a socially responsible approach.
You know, I don't know, you're sort of asking the chicken and egg question. You know, when you do surveys of MBA entering students, the percentage of them who want to do something that's socially responsible is much higher than it was 15 to 20 years ago. And I think when you look at consumers, it's now top of mind with consumers, and corporations, for whatever reason it is, realize that if you want to get the right staff, if you want to have consumers satisfied with you, you have to deal with the real issues that people are concerned with, and that's the environment.
Well, and Jeffrey, they can also make a greater impact if they stick with their core competencies. So if you look at a company that's headquartered locally, for example, like Panera Bread and the opening of Panera Cares in downtown Boston, these are folks who know how to have and how to run a successful restaurant chain. And now they're helping feed the hungry in a very constructive, sustainable way.
But if a company operates itself from a green perspective or is trying to be socially responsible, do you really think a higher percentage of consumers would flock to that company just because they're socially responsible?
I think there are a core group of consumers that might follow such a pattern, but in general, one of the real savings that takes place comes from both lower hiring costs and from lower costs in general when the companies start to adopt a green posture. But there are indeed large sectors of consumers that will go to the better placed company, even if the cost is slightly higher.
Well, whatever the reason is, clearly that's a movement that's out there, and you know how to communicate it out to the marketplace. Do you see this trend continuing? Do you see firms jumping into this field who really aren't skilled at doing this as well?
I think we're going to see more and more people jumping into the space. I think we're going to see a large spread in terms of companies that take a socially responsible posture, both small and large. I think there's a large opportunity in the entrepreneurial community to carve out a niche that might be one that's either under-addressed or slightly differently addressed from some of the larger competitors. And it's a movement that, for those of us who care about the world, can only hope continues to gain steam.
Well, that's true. Joe, if someone wanted to learn more about you and your business, how would they get hold of you?
Well, I have a great LinkedIn profile. It's Joseph Blumenfeld, J-O-S-E-F-B-L-U-M-E-N-F-E-L-D. And I'm also reachable at josephblumenfeld@gmail.com.
Right. And you're still taking on clients, correct?
I'm always looking for some new clients and some new exciting opportunities and a way to do more and new different things.
Well, before we sign off, I just want to remind our listeners, sorry my voice is bad today, that this is Jeffrey Davis. We've been speaking with Joe Blumenfield, PR expert, social marketing expert international, and we had calling in Greg Stoller, our co-host and reporter from Boston College. Greg, thanks for calling in, and we're going to sign off now with Joe, and we're gonna take a break, and we'll be right back. Well, whatever, we barely heard that statement, but I'll repeat it. We will be back in a couple of minutes after a couple of messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.